So the purpose of the March to Springfield for People and Planet First budget is to get to know our neighbors across the state and hear their stories of how they've been hurt by the budget crisis, and then explore together a better vision for the budget in our state, one that actually invests in our communities and kind of fixes the problems in our state's tax structure that benefit the wealthy at the expense of everyone else. And so by marching through these communities, and not just passing through, but actually getting to know the people who live there and inviting them to participate in these listening events we'll be holding along the way, we can really get to know one another and, you know, bridge the different things that divide us, like the urban-rural divide, for example, and really work together on pressuring our legislators to pass the budget that we need and deserve. And we will absolutely really be walking that entire way, all 200 miles or so between here and here in Chicago and Springfield.
And logistically, how is that going to work out? I mean, how many of these events are you holding along the way?
So we have 5 listening events throughout the march, and sometimes those listening events are slightly off route. So when we complete our marching for that day, we will then be shuttled to the location for the listening event. And as we march through these different communities, kind of the logistics of it are really dependent upon the hospitality of our neighbors throughout the state. So folks are opening up their homes, their places of worship, providing us with meals and places to sleep.
So have there really been any costs that you guys have had to put in to fund the march?
There have definitely been costs associated with the march, buying certain supplies, materials for our launch action on Monday at the Thompson Center, as well as the materials for the rally down in Springfield. There are some nights where we had trouble finding lodging, so we needed some financial support to figure that out as well. But even that financial support has largely come from donations from folks who want to support the march but maybe can't actually walk with us or attend one of our events.
Yeah, I noticed on your website you have actually a wish list for items that you guys anticipate that you will need. What has been the response for that? Have people actually gone on and donated or bought items from that list for you guys?
Yes, the response for our wish list has been amazing. We've had so many people volunteer to donate sleeping bags and sleeping pads and air mattresses for those of us who will be sleeping on, you know, sanctuary floors and in church basements and whatnot throughout the march, and lots of folks contributing food, both in terms of snacks as well as complete meals for our lunches and dinners. And that's been really amazing to see. And I think to me speaks to the really exciting kind of unity that we can foster through this March to Springfield. And I think is a really great witness to the hospitality that people are willing to offer throughout the state. And as a person of faith, someone studying to become a minister, it's really beautiful to see that unity and that hospitality come through in this march.
Stemming from that, you know, what encouraged you or inspired you personally to take part?
Yeah, so I am marching to Springfield because, for one thing, I am, you know, I'm angry about how long our state has gone without a budget, and how even before this particular budget crisis started, people weren't getting the resources that they needed. And so when I think of the command to love my neighbor, to me, that means listening to the cries of my neighbor, getting to know my neighbor, and building the kind of power that I need with my neighbors to move our elected officials to pass the People and Planet First budget. And that budget generates $23.5 billion by closing corporate tax loopholes, implementing a graduated income tax, and passing the LaSalle Street tax. And those, you know, $23.5 billion can invest in things like fully funded higher education and healthcare, which are two issues that absolutely inspire me to participate in this march, because I have tons of student debt and I have asthma, and I worry about how I'll pay for medication and doctor visits for my asthma. And I've seen how not having healthcare can and access to high quality healthcare can really devastate a person's life.
How did the People and Planet budget proposal come about? It was an initiative from the organization that you're part of.
So Fair Economy Illinois unveiled about a year ago, maybe a little bit before then, something called the People and Planet First budget for Illinois. And that's basically our aspirational vision for the budget that has these different revenue streams and explains where that revenue could then go to actually invest in our people and in the planet, I think. And it's grounded, you know, in facts and figures, but it really, you know, above all else, speaks to the needs and experiences of people all across our state.
And how did the idea of putting together this march first come about? Were you a part of the organizing initiative from the very beginning? Can you walk us through the process?
Sure. So I think the vision for a march to Springfield has been talked about for years within our collective. I think people have been moved by the idea of pilgrimage, by marches that have happened before us. And so I think this vision has been floating around for a while. But as we, you know, came to the conclusion of a second year without a budget, I think we started to realize that it's time to really, you know, kind of step up our game, so to speak. And we've done some really incredible work around the budget crisis, developed our base of people who share our values and want to also fight for change that we need in our communities. But it was time to do something more and time to do something that really brought our vision and brought our people out throughout the state so that we can get to know other folks across the state. So I think something that has changed over the last year is realizing that we can't, you know, just as Chicagoans, for example, change things for the entire state, that if we really want to influence our legislative officials, if we really want to, you know, build a budget for the state that works for everyone, then we actually have to get to know people all across the state.
And going back to the members of this group of marchers, do each of you represent a different issue that the governor and the legislators need to address?
Yeah, so the March to Springfield will involve a lot of folks from, you know, initially Chicago, and then hopefully we'll bring more people along as we venture throughout the state. But I would say that all of us believe in the full vision of the People in Planet First budget, but we also have our own stories and experiences that move us to care, you know, especially deeply about certain parts of that budget. So like for me as a student and somebody whose family has been affected by problems in our healthcare system, you know, I'm especially moved by fully funding higher education and fully funding healthcare. But we have a lot of different folks. We have someone who will be turning 91 during the march. And so, you know, access to senior services is really important. We have a registered nurse who will be joining us for most of the march. So, you know, access to healthcare is something that's really important to her. And so I think each and every person on this march has a story. And it's a really powerful and amazing story that reflects that which we do not have in our communities and that which we want and need in our communities.
And, you know, we've had many groups rallying and lobbying in Springfield, you know, ever since the beginning of the budget impasse. And I don't think that we've seen something of this magnitude where we're marching 200 miles. So before you guys start out on this 200-mile journey to Springfield, for you personally, what is going on through your mind? And, you know, what are your expectations coming out of this? Do you think that the governor will take notice, that legislators will consider the budget that your organization is proposing? What's going through your mind?
So I, in anticipation of this march, especially as we get, you know, just a couple days away from the start, you know, I'm nervous and I'm a little anxious about, you know, just the physical difficulty of walking this far in just 15 days. But to me, it's a risk absolutely worth taking. And it's a way that we can bring the crisis that we feel to the elected officials who have, you know, perpetuated it on both sides of the aisle. And I think that, like you said, there have been a lot of demonstrations and efforts around the budget crisis ever since it started. I know our organizations have been working on revenue even before this particular budget impasse began. But I think what's different about this, right, is the scale of it, the effort to not just bring our group to Springfield, but to really get to know people throughout the state and bring new people into this conversation who've also been hurt by the budget crisis. And I think that the physical and emotional investment that this march represents for everyone who has planned it or will be marching part or all of the way is something that our elected officials just can't ignore.